Hello, Sublette County LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on January 16th, the fifth day of the 2023 General Session of the 67th Legislature. As a citizen legislature, there is limited time to discuss all the ideas that are brought forward by legislators. Today, we spent time discussing the rules for this legislative session with the aim of deciding on procedures that will allow us to run a smooth and effective legislative process. The House considered several rule changes today. There has been a great deal of discussion about how large of a majority it requires to bring a bill out of the Speaker's desk or move a bill up on the Majority Floor Leader's bill order for the day. House Rule 001, the proposed changes to the rule would have allowed a majority vote to change the order of the bills set by the Majority Floor Leader, except during the day the bills will be heard. Then it would require a two-thirds majority to change the order. This amendment would have established that it took only a majority vote to pull a bill out of the Speaker's desk. Our legal staff believe this was the existing procedure according to our rules and the Manual of Legislative Procedures. This amendment failed. House Bill 3, this amendment would require that moving a bill out of the Speaker's desk or moving a bill up on the Majority Floor Leader's order requires a two-thirds majority vote. This amendment was adopted by the body in a very split vote as a compromise to ensure both leaders' decisions were respected. There was a lot of passionate debate about the rights of the majority to overrule decisions. This rule was designed to only last 2 years to ensure the rule is redebated in the 68th legislature. There has always been unspoken power in these positions, and I am not sure there is any right answer. House Rule 5, this amendment prohibited cell phone use on the House floor during the final reading of a bill. It failed. The House also discussed the following bill in Committee of the Whole that may be of interest. House Bill 61, Source Material Associated with Mining Agreement, aimed at rare earth mineral development in Wyoming. This bill would allow Wyoming to work with the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission to gain permitting and licensing authority over rare earth mining operations in the state. Wyoming is home to several rare earth sites considered to be the best in the world, and this bill seeks to draw more industry to the state. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.